الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran من جاء بالحسنة فله أشر أمثالها. Allah said, the one who brings to me one hasana, I will give him 10 likewise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, after all the hisab and account is over, and after whoever has to be rescued from the Jahannam has been rescued, there will be one final person who will come out, who will be brought out, and he will be placed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he will be burnt to the extent that he will be like a little seed, and Allah will give him life. So here is this person who has been burning in the hellfire, and after that he has been rescued and brought. And when he is before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, before Allah says something, this man is there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the man says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, he feels the cool breeze when he is sitting there. So when he feels the cool breeze, he said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, where is this breeze coming from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is from Jannah. So the man says, Ya Allah, I have one dua, only one request, and if you give it to me, I will never ask you again for anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows whatever the man is going to say, and who knows what he was going to say before he knew it himself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, he says, what is it you want? The man said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, just let me see the Jannah from outside, just to look at through the door, and I will never ask you again for anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go, see it. So the man goes and stands outside the gate of the Jannah, and he looks inside, and he's seeing whatever he's seeing, all the beauty. So he comes back and he says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I have one request, and if you grant it to me, I will never ask you anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you just told me that you have one request and you will never ask me, now you are asking me again. He says, Ya Allah, who else is there to ask? Only one request. So Allah says, what is it? He says, please let me step one step only inside the Jannah. I just want to see. I am seeing it only from outside the door. Just let me one step inside. I want to see it. Then I will never ask you again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what do you say if I say to you that I will give you the Jannah? Not this one step and all. I will give it to you. Take it. So the man says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, how can I enter the Jannah? Everybody, whoever was to enter the Jannah has already entered the Jannah. So where is the space? Where is the place? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, Ya my slave, what if I tell you that the Jannah I give you will be 10 times, the Jannah that I am offering you will be 10 times the size of the earth that you lived in, with everything that the earth had, 10 times that, this Jannah. What does it mean? It means 10 times the oceans, 10 times the sunrises, 10 times the sunsets, 10 times the beauty, 10 times the gold mines, 10 times the diamond mines with access to it. Yeah? Imagine 10 times of the earth that you came from, and everything the earth contained, 10 times that, this Jannah if I offer you, what do you say? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the man says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, you are laughing at me. He said, you are making fun of me. I am only your slave. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are making fun of me. Allah says, no, I am not making fun of you. Tell you seriously. What do you say if I give you? The man says, what can I say? I can only thank you. What can I say? 10 times this? So Allah says, go take it. That is yours. Go take it. Huh? This is for who? For the man who was burning in the hellfire. Whatever he did, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one thing which he would have had, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, for that Allah takes him out and gives him Jannah 10 times of what this dunya has. So the man enters the Jannah, And all the khuddam and all the, you know, his servants who are there, they come to him, they said, where were you all this time? We were waiting for you. The man says, where was I? He said, I'm lucky to be here. I was in the hellfire. What do you mean? We were waiting for me. So as they are going to see, now they are showing him, this is your Jannah, this is where you came. He sees a huge light, a magnificent glow. And the man immediately falls down in sujood. So all his servants, they grab him, they pick him, they say, who are you making sajda to? What is this? Why are you making sujood? He says, no, that glow, isn't it the glow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I thought this is the glory and noor of Allah. So I'm making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man says, no, that is not the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the glow from your palace. He says, that is your house. The reason I'm saying this is, in the ayat of the Quran, there is a very big mistaken conception in the mind of the Muslims today. And that mistaken conception is that if they do any work for the deen, they think that they are making sacrifice for Allah. And this is our own concoction, because to the best of my knowledge, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not use this term sacrifice. He didn't say qurban, he didn't say sacrifice. But we have done this over the years. We all talk about this. I mean, with the best of intentions. I mean, I'm not saying anybody who's saying this word has a bad intention. They have the best of intentions. But they always say this, make sacrifice. Allah ke deen ke liye kuch qurbani kariye bhai. Allah ke deen ke liye kuch qurbani kijiye. Bagar qurbani ke kaam nahi chalta. So I want to explain to you what is sacrifice. Sacrifice is what the tandoori chicken does for you. Right? There's only one sacrifice in the world, and that sacrifice is what the tandoori chicken does for you. The chicken loses its life, you get to eat, and the chicken gets nothing. This is sacrifice. For sacrifice, there are two preconditions. For anything to be a sacrifice, there are two preconditions. Number one condition is that whatever you are sacrificing, you should own. I cannot sacrifice Hafiz Bhai's car on you, because the car does not belong to me, right? So the thing that you sacrifice has to belong to you. Number one condition. Number two condition is that what you give, there should be no return for you. There should be no return of any kind, material, psychological, spiritual, mental, whatever. There should be no return, complete loss. I owned this thing and I gave it away. Khalas. What did you get as a result? Nothing. If these two conditions can be satisfied, then the action that you are doing can be called a sacrifice. So whatever we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us ask this question. Let us be honest with ourselves. Don't fool yourself. Is it that you are, what you give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are getting that? First of all, did you own that? Did you come into this world with that thing in your hand? That is why the shayar said, Jaan di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada na hua. He said, the man who died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave his life, but he gave which life? The life which Allah gave him. He said, the truth is, the reality is that he could not fulfill the duty, his haq. The right of Allah he could not fulfill. So, whatever we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is our money, whether it is our time, our talent, our what life, we need to ask ourselves, did this thing belong to me? Because these two conditions have to be satisfied. The thing that you gave, did it belong to you? Was it yours? We know the answer to that one. And the second one is, did you get nothing for it? In this dunya itself, I'm not even talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ajr. In this dunya itself, ask anyone who gives anything to anybody. Do they or do they not feel a sense of satisfaction? Even if you give something to somebody who dislike, you still get a certain sense of satisfaction to say, I am doing this good thing. And that's why ikhlas is very important, because otherwise the ikhlas gets sacrificed. You feel that, oh, you know, I am doing such a great thing and there's no one in the world who's doing something like this. This is a recipe for disaster. So first and foremost, you get a personal satisfaction. You feel happy. Secondly, whoever you give something to feels good about you. So he gives dua to you or he says something nice about you and so on. So that is also a return. I'm saying return can be in many kinds. It's not only money. And third and biggest return is what Allah promised. Minimum, absolute minimum, Allah said 1:10. 10 times, not 10%, 10 times. Right? That is 1000%. Double is 100%. So, 10 times is 1000%. That is the minimum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So, we need to ask ourselves, if I am doing anything for Allah, how is it a sacrifice? Second problem with this sacrifice thinking is think about this. You are the person in the world with the greatest and the biggest heart and the most generosity, and you really want to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, I will deny myself, I will deny my own family, and I will keep on giving in the path of Allah. My question to you is, how much will you give? How much will you give? Let us go to an extreme situation and say you have given everything. Your children are now begging in the street with only their underwear because they cannot even afford a top garment. You are walking around only with your underwear because even your clothes you gave away in sacrifice. Now what will you give? At the end of that, when you are standing naked on the street, what will you give now? Nothing. Because all you had is gone. So the problem with the sacrifice thinking is that all sacrifices come to an end. And believe me, your sacrifice will come to an end long before this. Nobody goes and stands naked on the street. So at some point in time, you will say, Alhamdulillah, I have done enough. More than this, I cannot do. End of story. So what must you do, and what did the Sahaba do? Because we don't see this story in the Sahaba's life. They saw sacrifice in the reality. Sacrifice is a foolishness. Sacrifice term is a figment of the imagination. It is nonsense. The reality is investment. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. Allah said the tijara will save you from the serious punishment. Allah did not say, let me show you a way to sacrifice. Allah said, let me show you a way for investment. O you who believe, shall I show you a tijara? Shall I show you a business? An investment which will save you from the grievous punishment. Did Allah say sacrifice? No, he said investment. And this is what the Sahaba understood. That spending in the path of Allah is investment. Now take the investment concept and say, as I told you, sacrifice, if you say, one day it has to end. Because there is only that much you can give. But investment, is there an end to investment? No. If you know you are getting a return, there is nothing. You will keep on investing because you are getting a return. Where is the question of ending? And this never ends because the return is coming and it keeps going. The more you get, the more you invest. The more you get, the more you invest. Warren Buffett has got 30, 40, 50 billion, God knows how much, he still continues to. What is his work? Investing. Investing. He doesn't stop. He doesn't say, no, I have had enough. No, I keep investing. I love investing. I have the whole game of investing. And the result I am getting, Alhamdulillah. So the more you invest, the more return you get. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching in the Quran. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. And what is the investment? What is the return on the investment? What is the ROI that Allah is promising? Minimum is 1000%. Minimum is 1000%. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's like planting one grain, and that grain produces a plant, and the plant has 7 branches. Each branch has got 100, it produces this, and then it has 100 seeds. So, 7 into 1, so 700 times. So, this is 10 times, that is 700 times. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends that ayah by saying, and Allah will give without counting to whoever He wants. So, when Allah says Allah will give without counting, obviously you can't count. So, you can't say how much is that because you can't count. In Surah Al-Sajda, which we recited in Salat Al-Fajr today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did He say about 2 rakat of salah in the night? 2 rakat of salah. Allah is not even talking about spending 10 paisa for it. 2 rakat of salah. Just 2 rakat of salah in the night. Allah said, what I have kept as a reward for that. If my slaves knew, it would be the coolness of their eyes. Allah says, that is so much that don't even bother to think about it. So where is the sacrifice? There is no sacrifice. Forget sacrifice. spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there is a result, because that's an investment, because Allah will give. You're not doing Allah any favor by sacrificing. There's no favor. You are investing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a return. This mentality of thinking sacrifice is a very bad mentality because it makes you sometimes arrogant. I am spending so much in the path of Allah. I am doing so much of sacrifice. And all of that can be wiped out in one shot because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept your ikhlas, all that you did is trashed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no guarantee. Allah does not have to accept what you are doing. Allahu ghaniyun hamid. Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara ila Allah. Inna Allah huwa al-ghaniyun hamid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is the ghani, has everything, has all the wealth, and he is al-hamid. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves and say, what is my investment? Then track that investment. What did I do? How much did I do? The Sahaba used to track the investment. How much am I investing? What have I invested in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Keep on putting it because we get a return from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see our actions in the reality of what they are and not allow shaitan to fool us, because shaitan fools us in many ways. And this is one of the ways of trying to tell you that you are doing a sacrifice. There is no such thing as sacrifice with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I told you, the only sacrifice is what the tandoori chicken does. And you are not doing that. So forget it. It's an investment in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, keep on investing with ikhlas, with humility. Don't feel you are doing a great thing. You are investing, you are getting a return. What's the great thing? The beauty of the investment thinking is you cannot become arrogant because you know I am getting a return. Where is the arrogance? But sacrifice? Oh, I am doing so much for nothing. Very dangerous. That sacrifice thinking is the worst thing you can do. No sacrifice. Alhamdulillah, investment. You cannot get arrogant with investment because you are getting a return. You know that. Where is the question of arrogance? So we are investing in the path of Allah. All that we do, all our ibadat, all our khairat, all our sadaqat, all our fasting, every single thing is an investment in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your investment and to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace in a way that you cannot even count, and to give you that reward in this dunya and the akhirah, inshaAllah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.